Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Friday, and I have to admit it, kind of an awkward moment when Kelly walks into the studio.
I heard noises. I'll be honest. I heard noises.
So Kelly walks in, and she doesn't see, like, I'm dumping audio into our system, right? And she doesn't see what's on the screen. She just hears...
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. She just kind of walks in.
Like I said, I heard noises.
And I kind of look over, and she looks at me, and I look at her, and this...
He looks back at the screen, and he looks at me.
Meanwhile, this is still playing in the background.
Oh. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the noises I heard.
She's like, what's going on? Kind of. Okay.
Why are we watching that right now?
So before anybody jumps to any sort of weird conclusions about what I may be doing at work before Kelly gets here.
Oh, they're already jumped to those conclusions. They're there.
This is the iconic scene from When Harry Met Sally. When
she's faking.
She is in a restaurant with Harry.
Right,
and,
yes.
And he's like, there's no way any woman has ever faked with me. And she's like, oh, really? And so she goes and does this
scene.
It's
iconic.
Yeah, right. And she goes through the, like, a minute long scene where she's just doing this right in the middle of the restaurant. And so anyways, the whole reason I brought that up is because the same delicatessen that they're in New York City is celebrating like the 30th anniversary of its release, July 12th, 1989.
Okay.
And they're having a contest.
Okay. So they want people to come in and do that.
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
That is the answer.
So they want, all right.
That is the answer.
So they want you to go there, so, do that scene, put it out there.
I don't know. I don't even know what you win. I think you win this.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Who knows?
Okay. Listen, before you even go there, we are not in that deli.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not there, and we don't need to recreate that ourselves. Don't give me that look. That is not happening.
That's a little bit weird.
It is a little weird.
It is a little bit weird.
Because that would just...
I think I would...
It's not the right setting.
Yeah. I don't think I want to learn that much about you right now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I don't want to learn that much about me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just saw the wheels. I saw the spark. And I'm like, I'm going to shut that down right
sure,
now.
Sure, thanks.
I'm going to shut it down.
So, hey, welcome to the show, guys.
Oh, God, it's already awkward.
Out of the gate.
It's already
out of the gate.
Awkward.
Wow.
Where did we go yesterday? We were talking about potato salad.
Yeah, now we're.
Yes. Yes!
It's different.
It is a little bit different.
It's different.
A little bit different.
Okay.
You just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah!
Today, Florida making the show. A couple listeners sent us this story out of Oklahoma involving snakes, whiskey, and uranium.
Oh, man, that's a recipe for fun, is it not?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm invested.
Family secrets, Facebook fights, and Nick from the Caravan Comedy Club. He'll be stopping in a little bit later on this morning. So
we'll find out his last name in a sec. A
lot of stuff to get to here on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm excited too.
Okay. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Right now, up on the website, Ed Sheeran's brand new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project. You can win WDJX.com. Just click win. You can get in on that all weekend. His brand new album, which came out last night. So I got it. I downloaded it. I'm trying. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, you haven't made your way through it?
Well, no.
Are you road tripping today?
I am.
Okay, well, then that's
so
perfect for
that's
that.
That's what I'll do. I'll go through it here today. But yeah, coming up, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do when you are needing to securely strap in your toddler.
Oh, yeah, there's an absolute safety protocol that goes into that.
This isn't the story of the lady who had her kids way down the inflatable pool on top of her car.
That's good. That's also frowned
upon. That's not that story.
That
is frowned
upon.
It's a different one,
okay.
And it's coming up with Setting the Bar on DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without being charged with failing to properly secure a child after police say he strapped a toddler to a beer case instead of a car seat, you're doing okay.
Oh,
lot to say there.
That's improvising.
Yeah. Police in Canada say a driver used this case of beer as a booster seat for a two-year-old.
Yeah, you know, when you don't have a booster seat, but you want your two-year-old to sit in the front seat with you, what do you do?
The front seat?
Ontario Provincial Police stopped the 22-year-old driver around 2:30 in the morning Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Officers say the two-year-old was also in the car sitting on this 30-pack.
So when you got
a lot wrong there.
Yeah, when you got to do a beer run, when you have to do a beer run
at 2:30 in the morning with a two-year-old in tow,
and you don't have proper babysitting, then, you know.
The toddler was not injured. The driver faces one charge of failing to properly secure a child.
Yeah.
Can we charge him for being stupid?
Yes.
Now police are using this incident as a reminder about car seat safety.
Okay.
Don't put a two-year-old in the front seat either.
What is this reminder?
And instead of using a case of beer, they urge you to use a booster seat instead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Don't use beer as a booster seat for your toddler.
I get it. You think that it just, as long as the seatbelt's hitting in the right area, it's good, right? It's fine?
Yeah. You can't secure the beer, though, to the seat.
You're right.
And okay.
That's correct.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Just manage to make it through the day without using a beer case as a booster seat.
2:30 a.m. Okay.
And you're doing okay.
Wow. It's a lot of stupid right there.
Yeah.
I can't quantify how much stupid was in one action.
Look at that. And it's out of Canada, too. There you go. That's State of the Bar on 99.70. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. And you can always get us on the stream. Just go to WDJX.com or ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX. You can get a podcast, all that right there. All right. Feel good. We're going to try to balance everything out that we do on the show with stories that kind of make you smile.
This is not going to help our productivity at all. And we already struggle with that, do we not?
Yes, we do.
And it's a feel good. All right.
Did you hear how the show started? Yeah. So here's the thing. If you've ever been caught watching Netflix at work, Kat, up top, we have.
I mean, we've been promoted to do that.
Yes, we have. We were actually told to do that.
I know.
An extension for Google Chrome is actually now going to disguise Netflix as a conference call.
All right.
Nice. You know what? I'm going to be in on this call for about
two hours.
2 hours. I'm going to be on a conference call, so I'm going to be unavailable. It's called Netflix Hangouts. It's designed to obviously make it look like that you are super busy a super important conference call.
So you can just like download the little app there on your Chrome?
There you go.
Wow. Right.
And then it also like it's kind of like Google Hangouts where it'll show on the screen. It makes it look like you're talking to three other people, but really it's like you're just talking to your friends from Stranger Things or something.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Which, speaking of Stranger Things, did you hear that that's like their most streamed show in like the first 4 days? Do you have FOMO now? You haven't seen it yet. Do you have FOMO?
I'll get to it.
Okay.
You not seen like spoilers or things like on all your meme accounts that now it's just kind of ruined
for you? Oh, yeah. You are in danger of the spoilers.
I mean, I've already kind of ran into some spoilers for like some other shows, like the Marvel thing that you wanted me to watch.
The Marvel thing that then, I want. Oh, my God.
And then, yeah, a little bit on Stranger Things.
I'm really holding back my anger and my hate beams that I'm shooting at you with my eyes.
But it's a feel good.
It's a feel good.
Brought to you by Rays Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
Netflix conference calls.
There you go. It's Lil Nas X, 99.7 DJX. Lil Nas X on 99.7 DJX. Just continuing to live his best life with this song, Old Town Road. Like, he is releasing remixes upon remixes upon remixes.
It's easier than making new songs.
He has.
To be real.
He and Mason Ramsey. Remember Mason Ramsey?
Are you talking like the Walmart Yodeling
kid? Yes.
Are you kidding me?
They have done a remix to Old Town Road.
That's actually kind of perfect.
And I know.
That needed to happen.
I'm kind of all right with that, right?
I'm on board with that.
Where's Mason Ramsey been?
right. So. This is with Young Thug, too.
Okay, what's different?
I heard a piano.
There's just other people on it. That's Young Thug.
Oh, so they took Billy Ray out. Like, Billy, You take a seat.
Yeah.
Have a rest.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. All these people are jumping on this song and doing their own
Billy
remix.
Ray part?
They're doing the Skrillex version. They're doing the
Skrillex?
The Young Thug. Now the Mason Ramsey version.
Is there going to be an entire album of just remixes of this one song?
I think there's this in Panini, and that's what he's got. Oh, so, like, wow. Hey, ride that horse.
Oh, well, he
ride
is.
Ride that horse.
He is on the Old Town Road.
Oh, living his best life there. Lil Nas X.
Just so 99.7. Down the same road.
DJX, right. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get you some more. It was just announced yesterday that the date has been set for the UofL UK basketball game.
Oh, when is it?
For this year.
Oh, no. When is it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I kind of.
Okay. It's going to be at Rupp this year. And it's going to be December 28th. December 28th, UK UofL.
Big Blue Nation, we're coming for you.
They are expected to both be in the top 10 when they meet. So this will be a good game.
This is going to be sassy.
Televised by CBS. Here's the thing. The Cards have not won. Okay, well, we'll just say the Cats have won 6 of the last 7 games and 10 of the past 12. So
you
the Cards
what?
Have
Big
not
Blue
been
Nation,
on the winning side of this series the past few years. So here's the thing. Yeah. December 28th, both teams supposed to be ranked in the top 10.
All right.
It'll be a matchup.
Bring it.
A matchup.
All right.
Let's go.
So there you go. A little sports. Sports.
And of course, when I get excited about it, it's an extension of my husband. I just help him cheer.
Yeah.
You know, because that's obviously way too much effort for me.
Right. I speak to you almost
right.
as if I'm speaking to your husband
when I
talk about
you
this sort of
you
thing.
You see his face right. on her body right
I'm
now.
Representing him in this moment.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Cards Cats! Sports. On 99. Anybody see that remix that Billie Eilish put out yesterday?
I saw that it exists. I haven't heard it yet.
The bad Same. Guy. I'll play a little clip for you. Justin Bieber jumping in as the, quote, bad guy for that song. Ooh. On 99.7 DJX.
I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Insert Justin.
Duh. Yeah, I'm a bad guy, ain't no holding back guy, come off like a mad guy, always catch a bad guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, keep you full of thrills type, show you what it feels like, got an open invite. I'm the bad guy.
Okay, I'm here for it.
I just need to know, how does Haley feel that he's sticking to a 17-year-old? Oh, my gosh.
I'm just uncomfortable with all that to begin with.
Well, here's... No. Here's what's kind of cool about it, because she released the remix and the video on her YouTube channel, which we have posted, by the way, at WDGX.com. But it's a picture of her in a room surrounded by posters of Justin Bieber when she was like 14, 13 years old. And so
and
I
she's
think
wearing sequins and she looks fab.
It's kind of cool that she's now getting a chance to do a remix with Justin Bieber. But yeah, we've got the entire video up on the website if you want to see it, WDJX.com. Coming up here next, it's the Oregon. Is that accurate?
It's a
tale.
It's going to be a new classic fairy tale.
A new classic fairy tale.
Yeah.
Based on the old classic fairy tale of Goldilocks, set in Oregon, coming up next. So Ryan, accompanied by his cat in a Christmas onesie, aka the Oregon Goldilocks, broke into a house just recently.
Police say he was wearing a onesie he found in that house. Oh, and he had a cat, too.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Right. Wait, he's wearing the onesie, not the cat.
That is correct.
Okay, so, I got confused. I thought the cat was wearing a Christmas onesie, and he brought the cat along to break into the house?
The cat is wearing clothes. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Great.
If you remember the classic tale of Goldilocks, Goldilocks broke into the bear's house.
That's a breaking and entering fairy tale, yes.
Made herself at home.
Uh-huh.
Timothy Smith and his fiancée were getting ready to move into their new home.
Yeah, so Timothy Smith and his fiancée, a.k.a. Big Bear and Mama Bear.
Yesterday, they left their new place, and when they came back...
Okay.
What did they find?
Here comes Goldilocks. Okay. Here comes Goldilocks.
We saw a bunch of stuff on our car, like a bottle of cider, a bunch of, like, ceremonial knives.
Cider and knives?
MacBook Pro. And we're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Who's been rummaging in our stuff?
Who's been drinking our porridge?
Someone had been in the kitchen.
here comes the porridge part.
Oh, snack time.
All right, here it is. It's the Oregon Goldilocks.
Okay.
Wearing the Christmas onesie with his cat.
The cupcakes were in the fridge. He ate two and then just the bottom of one.
Yeah, because, you know.
Okay, too much frosting.
Too much frosting.
Yeah.
And they could hear something rustling in the crawl space.
Okay, so remember the classic tale where Goldilocks then goes to sleep in one of their beds.
Right.
You know, well, instead of the bed, it's the crawl space.
So Timothy went in.
Okay, so Timothy, a.k.a. Papa Bear.
That's when he says he saw a cat wearing a shirt.
So the cat that Ryan, wearing the Christmas onesie, a.k.a. the Oregon Goldilocks, brought with him, was wearing a shirt.
Who is it disguised?
No one is going to put a shirt on a cat.
Yeah.
Russian police got there quickly, making contact with the man in the crawl space, and they got him to come out peacefully.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Hey, Goldilocks, come on out. We want to have a chat.
I know.
He's like, hey, let's hang out.
Hey, Ryan.
Sure enough, he walks out. He's wearing my fiance's onesie.
Okay.
Oh, wow, it's her onesie.
Yeah.
Right.
Covered in dirt.
Okay, yeah.
Because the crawl space is dirty.
If you'll remember the classic tale, Goldilocks goes and tries on different things, so he did the same.
As for the cat that was in the crawl space.
Oh, yeah. Let's get an update on the cat.
All right.
You know what? The cat has a name.
Its name is Spaghetti.
Spaghetti the cat is wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Timothy says they got the cat out of there, and the suspect's grandmother came by to pick up Spaghetti.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So Ryan.
So Ryan wearing the onesie, that's not his cat.
That's his grandma's.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ryan is the Oregon Goldilocks wearing the Christmas onesie with the cat Spaghetti.
Wearing a shirt.
Wearing a shirt.
I love how random this is. Yes.
So bizarre.
So that has been the tale of Goldilocks.
That's a lot.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I Don't Care. Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran here in just a sec. Ed, of course, releasing his number 6 collaborations project last night. He's got he also released the single with Travis Scott as well last night. So we're going to try to sprinkle in some of that stuff throughout the weekend, which, by the way, you can win his album all weekend up on our website. All right. Just go to WDJX.com. We'll hook you up with that. Coming up here next is kind of a recipe.
Geranium and a bottle of Kentucky Deluxe.
Okay. Recipe for fun, sounds like. All right. First, I Don't Care. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay. Album all this weekend. Just text us the word Ed, and we will actually send you the link where you can get in to win his album, number 6 collaborations project, all this weekend on 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's get to this story.
Geranium and a bottle of Kentucky Deluxe.
You're like, we need some sort of like hillbilly music to go with this.
Yeah.
This all started as a traffic stop on some expired tags.
There's quite a few unanswered questions.
Police had no idea what they would find when they pulled over a Ford for an expired tag at 11 a.m. in Guthrie.
Okay, so yeah, routine traffic stop. Expired tags.
In the driver's seat, Stephen Jennings and passenger Rachel Rivera.
Okay. Couple people in the front seat.
Okay.
So far, so good.
All right.
And someone or something else, too.
No, okay.
Something else?
What
in
else?
In the back seat, there was another passenger who happened to be a timber rattlesnake.
Oh!
Oh, a timber rattlesnake!
There's a rattlesnake in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That sucker is huge.
That's the dash cam, that's the chest cam photo.
Was it strapped in?
It was in a container in the back seat.
Okay.
About the same time, Jennings told officers he had a pistol in the console.
Okay.
Police also learned the Ford they were driving was stolen.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
This is also not my car. Is that a problem?
So there's a lot already that has happened with this story.
So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, a firearm, and somebody under arrest.
Okay. Okay.
Okie doke.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
That's not all.
Okay, that's
not all.
That's not all.
But there's more.
I know.
That's not all. Next to the gun was an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey.
Okay, that's where the whiskey comes in.
That's where the party is.
Yeah, all right, probably not good.
And to top it all off, a search of the vehicle revealed a canister of radioactive powdered uranium.
Oh, where exactly do we get that?
What are they doing with that?
Seriously. Really? Where do you get it?
A bit of an odd stop for our officer.
That's an understatement,
so,
sir.
Kentucky bourbon, uranium, a rattlesnake. Wow, a stolen car.
Well, yeah, and suddenly we need a hazmat suit because it's radioactive.
Yes. And here's the crazy part of the story. The rattlesnake in the back seat, that was legal. It was rattlesnake season.
Oh, all right, cool. Season. That one, we're going to give you a pass on that one.
You know what? Here's the thing.
No charge on that.
Yeah. Your extra passenger, just make sure he's buckled up. We're good. We're good.
And make sure you're not drinking and driving, Mr. Snake.
Right.
We do need to return the truck.
Right. So there you go. Your Kentucky bourbon, uranium, rattlesnake story for you.
That's a lot happening at 11 o'clock in the morning.
On Friday.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 73 outside, going to get up to about 89. Fairly nice day today. Lower humidity and sunshine and clear, so that's nice. Tomorrow, sunny, 92. Then isolated thunderstorm on Sunday, high 92. All right, let's get to
Ariana Grande. Woo! Rupp Arena.
Give it up for Ariana Grande.
And you get in to win.
Get this into the website at WDGX.com. The word is girlfriend.
Girlfriend, G-I-R-L-F-R-I-E-N-D. Did
wow.
I do that right?
I think so.
Wow, I didn't even look.
All right.
I didn't even write it down.
Girlfriend. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know how to spell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Girlfriend. So yeah, get that into the website, WDJX.com, and you can win tickets to her show in Lexington Rupp Arena in November. As part of the all-access summer here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
Kelly King. May need to switch up the music just a scotch for this one. No. Like maybe Superman. This is a story of a 75-year-old man.
Okay.
Who fought a gator.
Wow.
And won.
Oh, good.
Here's the story.
Okay. And all of a sudden I see the water rippling right along in here, and then this almost seemed like an explosion.
Buddy Ackerman says that explosion out of the pond behind his home was an alligator grabbing a hold of this golden retriever named Osi.
Okay. He was squealing a good bit when the thing grabbed him.
Osi was in the middle of doing his business when the 7 foot, 7 inch gator chomped down on the dog's hindquarters.
Oh, me, I'm nervous wreck. I go up, slip, fall on my rear end,
and
the two of us are tugging. Alligator's going one way, I'm tugging the other.
Buddy, who is 75, says he kicked the gator in the snout, and that's what finally got OC loose.
Wow.
There you go.
The thing opened its mouth real wide and backed up a little.
OC actually doesn't belong to Buddy. It's his daughter's, and he was watching over the dog while she was on vacation. Buddy is just glad OC wasn't bite-size.
I don't know what would happen with people with little Pekingese or something running around. I guess we'd say goodbye.
So the dog was taking a dump and the alligator came up and got him?
Yeah, Buddy was dog sitting and he's like, nope, not today, Satan. Wow. None of my watch.
Yeah, and then he put a boot to the alligator's snoot.
And he's like, all right, I'm
wow,
out.
Wow, very good.
Yes.
All right, look at that.
Hero dog sitter grandpa, Buddy Ackerman. Yes. And
that's
OC.
A resume builder right there.
Yeah, now I feel like that we need to have like a buddy cop drama. Like, you know, Buddy and OC taking on crime, right?
Okay, sure.
I feel like maybe it's a new Turner and Hooch. I don't know. It could be great.
There you go. That should feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every hour here.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes will be a part of our DJX All Access Summer after Ariana Grande finishes up next week. But yeah, remember, you're getting Girlfriend into the website at WDJX.com, and you could win tickets to see her in Lexington. So we got a text from a listener, and there's a link, and it just says education. So naturally, I click on the link.
You just blindly click.
Yeah. Well,
click and trust.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the pillars of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do. And so it pops up this video, and it says, you would be lying if you knew otters sounded like this. So do you want me to play the sounds of an otter?
It doesn't matter. You're going to.
You're right.
What is that?
That's an otter.
What is that?
Guys,
and what's happening right now?
Let us relish in this moment during the show where we are now educating everyone on the sounds of an otter. Hang on.
It's like a little kitten.
Hang on. It gets better. It gets better.
Is he in pain?
No. No, he's begging for food. This part right here. This is an otter sound.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds like anybody who's like wanting food and like, oh, give me.
Yes.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, so there you go.
Is it in someone's kitchen? Are they having a conversation?
I thought I heard a woman in the background.
Is it wanting some kibble? Is that what happens?
Yeah, so this lady's just feeding an otter.
Oh.
That's in her kitchen.
Because that's normal.
She got that at the pet store or something.
Sounds delicious.
Oh my gosh.
I think it thinks it's tasty.
I mean, it's clearly an otter eating.
Yes.
However, I could probably tell you it's otter mating, and you probably wouldn't know the difference,
right? No, probably
wouldn't.
Wow. I mean, the animal kingdom is magical.
It's a magical thing.
It's majestic.
I mean, if you're just now tuning into the radio and this is the first thing you hear...
That definitely sounds more like mating.
That's a magical sound.
It's a little mix of like nails on a chalkboard and okay.
Well, anyways.
And like an alien.
Right.
And maybe a little bit of a bee.
I don't know. We will retweet this video so you can kind of see it yourself. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, professional broadcasters here. We would never soil the sanctity of the hit music that we play here on DJX.
Whatever Audie B has given me life.
With otter sound effects in the middle of songs. 99.7 DJX.
Listen, people are like, that is the best that song has ever sounded. We need to make that the full-time remix.
It's like you have to picture an otter like right up at the DJ board, like Audie
text
B.
DJ Audie B on the ones and twos. Yes.
Text message from a listener. I almost ran off the road looking at my radio as I was going to give me the answers. So sorry.
Great? You actually look at the radio thinking
like, wait a minute,
that you're going to get some sort of explanation, but you're not.
No, not at all. up on the podcast, by the way, I want to highlight something that we talked about yesterday on the show, and it's up on the podcast at WDGX.com, and it's labeled Ben leaving the show ? So it was a dream that you had that I had left the show to be a producer on some other show.
I was angry.
And
when I came in to work yesterday, I was angry because I was living in that world where I kind of thought it was true.
Yeah. I was going to say you had a dream and it was so real in your dream. You woke up angry.
I'm still angry.
I mean, we've all had that.
Yeah.
But I got so many people that were like, are you really leaving the show? Are you really? No.
I knew it.
That is not the case.
I knew it. That was such clickbait.
It's Kelly K.
Wasn't it?
It's a Kelly K dream sequence.
Yep.
And there's no plan. Now we're going on vacation next week.
Sure.
So people might get the thing like, oh gosh, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening. Oh, no, it's not. It's not.
And then I posted on social media saying hiring, like looking for people that will talk about tender nipples. And
oh my
everyone's
God.
Like, oh my God.
That didn't help.
Ben's leaving. Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. So it was just
a bombshell.
It was just a dream that Kelly K had. So there's no plans for anybody going anywhere yet. So
locked in.
Yeah. Locked in.
Now, of course, it's radio. So hopefully after the show, we still have our jobs.
I mean,
how could you fill that gap? Like, who else could follow this act?
Literally, there's no one else who's going to play otter noises in the morning for you.
There could be a huge void to fill, right?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and
Kelly K Show. All right. Coming up, we continue with Family Secrets.
Well, I mean, we've been very much enjoying it.
Right. Okay, enjoying what? She says... we talked to Maggie on the way here on 99. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Keep in mind, it's free movie Friday, so we're going to hook you up with some free tickets to see a movie from Fandango. Maybe you can hang on to them and see the new Lion King movie coming out next week. I don't know. But that's coming up a little bit later on here in the show on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Family Secret. She got a gift.
Well, I mean, we've been very much enjoying it.
Sounds like a nice gift, but There is an asterisk.
Yeah. When you hear who it's from and what it is, you may be thinking different about it. All right. Family Secret coming up here next on 99.7 DJ. Spen and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every week right about this time, we offer up our show to help you out. Maybe you've got a secret that you just want, kind of want to put out there, kind of help clear the air for you or something you're going through. Maggie.
Hi.
Okay, so what is the secret that you have?
Yeah, so on my birthday, a really, really nice, huge TV got delivered to my place.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like very, very high end, like thousands of dollars.
Holy cow.
You say that like you weren't expecting it.
I wasn't.
Okay. Wow. Nice birthday present.
TV okay. Just drop by.
Yeah. And my boyfriend and I, who I live with, didn't know who it came from, and we started asking all of our friends and relatives, but no one had sent it. And it was addressed to us, so we didn't think it was a mistake. We just assumed it was a really incredible random gift.
Wow. Okay.
It's super weird, but, like, we love it, obviously. Very
yeah.
Weird.
So did you hook it up? Are you using it? Are you enjoying it?
Well, I mean, we've been very much enjoying it until a few days ago, an ex-boyfriend of mine reached out on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
Asking me if I liked the present that he sent me.
Oh, plot twist. Wait,
so,
oh, wow. Wait, did your current boyfriend see the message?
Nope.
Oh,
okay, so.
Maybe we don't tell him.
So you're,
maybe we don't, because he's already in love with the TV, but oh
so
gosh.
Your ex-boyfriend got you $1,000 TV for your birthday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like an over $1,000 TV.
Wow.
And
that's excessive.
It's super excessive.
How often have you been in touch with him or anything?
I mean, he's reached out, like, consistently, like a few times, you know, to get back together, but I just ignore him.
Okay, so you've never, like, given him any reason to think there's still a chance.
We broke up 2 years ago, and I've never responded.
Oh,
never
gosh.
Wow.
Now I just feel bad for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't feel too bad for him. Don't feel too bad for him, because it was not a good relationship. It was a bad relationship.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so maybe we enjoy the TV.
Right, but knowing that it's from him and that he sent it to me makes me feel, like, just gross, and I just don't want to have anything from him in my home.
I get that, but how nice is a TV?
I know. I'm like, hey, you know, it's a great TV. We don't need any.
I have a solution. Here it is. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
I'll take it. I volunteer as tribute. I'll take it off your hands.
Well, I'm sure her boyfriend objects, right?
Yeah, no. I haven't told my boyfriend yet.
And like Kelly said, like, guys love TVs. I feel like sports and everything, like, he's probably like a TV snob.
He's
like, I have the coolest TV out of the whole guy squad now. Like,
super attached to it. But, so here's the thing. Do you think if you just tell him, is he going to get mad, or is he just going to be like, well, he's dumb?
I feel like his love for the TV may outweigh his dislike for my ex.
Yeah.
You know?
Then tell him.
But Maggie is all like, I hate the TV, the thought of the TV because of her
this
ex.
This is what I feel like if you tell your boyfriend about it, you have the discussion about it, he talks you into being fine with it, it's all good, win-win.
Oh, okay, so really, Kelly's asking you, how manipulated are you?
It's like you have to put the TV in a certain area of the house where you don't have to be looking at it, because then you always think of the ex-boyfriend. But maybe if there's like a guy's den or something, but I don't know.
Now it's cloaked in secrecy at this point. You put it out there, you have the honest conversation with your boyfriend, and then clear the air, it's all fine.
But it's more like I don't want to see it, you know? Like, it's less about my boyfriend and more just like, ugh, I don't want this in here, you know?
All right, well,
okay.
Maggie, we got a bunch of people texting in, by the way.
Just clean it.
And I love how Kelly's all like, all you have to do, just spray some Windex on it, get your ex-boyfriend's stank off of it, it'll be fine. I mean, we feel you though, Maggie. I get that that's an awkward secret that your ex-boyfriend has kind of put you in, but a bunch of people are texting in, maybe they can help steer you in how to respond.
I do need a follow-up about how your boyfriend reacts when you tell him the truth.
Okay.
I'm invested.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
A lot of texts from listeners just saying, if the ex-boyfriend needs a new girlfriend, I'm available to send TVs to also.
Absolutely.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Connie's like, send him my way. I like presents, LOL.
A lot of thirsty women out there just going, hey, I want some big screen TVs.
Hey, I would like
I can be your ex-girlfriend too. Lizzo going to be at the Palace October 2nd. 99.7 DJX. All right, Family Secret. We got a call from Maggie, who has a big screen television sent to her by her ex-boyfriend. Now, her current boyfriend, live-in boyfriend, doesn't know.
And he really likes it.
And she's all like, I think it's disgusting that...
It's creepy. I don't want to look at it, knowing it's from him.
Right. Knowing it's from him. It was a bad relationship. Sure. She's like, no, just get it out of here.
Yeah.
Amber, tell that ex you like diamonds. If he's willing to spend that much on a TV, she could be walking around with a rock.
Oh, well, except for the fact that we don't want to invite a proposal, do we?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Chet rolls in with a text, says, Family Secrets, so did the ex-boyfriend hide a camera in the TV so he can watch them?
Didn't think about that.
That's like movie stuff right there.
It is.
Wow, that
okay,
is.
Okay, so maybe we switch it out. Maybe that's what we do.
Another text that was like, I feel like you got to tell your boyfriend. You've made it clear to the ex that there's nothing there and talk about it with your boyfriend about what to do. So,
yes. Yeah,
I mean, bring him into the loop. Yeah, I think that's for sure. All right. Look at that.
I think we helped.
Boom.
I think we helped.
Family Secrets. We are going to need that update, though. We need her to call back on Monday. With a little update.
In fact, if she wants me to come over and just be there while she's having the conversation, I'll do that.
Aww, that's so
and
nice
watch
of
your
you.
Favorite show.
I'll bring snacks.
It's 99.7 DJX. Jonas, Ben, and Kelly, 99.JX. Now, there are some new movies out this weekend, but no one's really going to care. This movie called Stuber. It's about an Uber driver starring Dave Bautista.
Listen, now, that looks kind of funny.
I'm Stu. How do you do?
Compton. I'm LAPD. Let's go.
Or do you have a more specific address?
Compton!
Stop yelling, neighborhoods. That's not how Uber works.
Okay.
I would see it.
And then, until now, but yes.
A horror movie called Crawl when this Category 5 hurricane threatens the coast of Florida.
The state of Florida has issued a Category 5 hurricane warning. All residents must evacuate immediately. Grab your families, your loved ones, and get out.
Dad!
We won't be able to come for you.
Okay.
See, you know what that is? It's kind of like Sharknado, but alligators.
Okay.
In floodwaters.
So really, everybody, I mean, it's going to either be like, it's going to be like Spider-Man, right?
Well, sure.
That's going to be the winning movie over the weekend.
Absolutely.
But the big one that everybody's waiting for is The Lion King, which is going to be out next weekend. The soundtrack has just been released, by the way, with Beyonce and Donald Glover singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
I mean, I'm all for this. But, Kelly, you're going to like this one because it's Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner singing Hakuna Matata as Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, yes.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, sing it, kid. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
That works.
Yeah, there you go. So the soundtrack is out today, but the movie's out next week. Everybody's just going to kind of wait, and it'll be all Lion King next week. But right now, if you want to win some free tickets to see a movie like The Lion King or whatever, it is Free Movie Fridays from Fandango.
Spontaneous contest.
We will hook you up, 502-571-9970.
Winning right now.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, a part of the All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. And another hour will give you another winning word to get you even that much closer to seeing her in Lexington when she has her performance there in November. So winning words at 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5 today. So good luck. All right, we do feel good stories every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Kelly K.
Another one going in my parenting binder.
All right.
It's about 11-year-old Ruby. She lives in Arkansas. She likes to help her mom out at work, who is a nurse. Travels around to several nursing homes in the area. And on one of those visits, she just kind of decided to grab a notebook and just go start talking to the residents.
Oh.
If you could have any three things, what would they be? What would you want?
She came up with this idea, these questions?
Yes.
With the intention of what?
I don't think she had an intention, really.
Ruby says she was mostly just curious what they'd say.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was very surprised. I thought people would say, like, money, houses, Lamborghini.
But instead, here's what she got. Electric razor, new shoes, Vienna sausage. For some reason, a lot of people ask for Vienna sausage and other really basic items.
Like, that's all they wanted. And I really decided that I needed to do something.
So she started a charity called Three Wishes for Ruby's Residents.
I'm going to sit right beside you.
Now, while her mom is caring for patients,
cheese.
Ruby goes room to room.
I love cheese.
I do too.
Jots down wishes.
Avocados.
And then sets out to grant those wishes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Ruby has a GoFundMe to cover costs. But again, no one is asking for a sports car here. Her expenses are minimal. Especially compared to the rewards.
It really lifts you. It really does.
That's, isn't that that's the sweetest? I she just goes cheese. To the grocery store to grant wishes of cheese and Vienna sausage.
Yes, I want cheese too. You're my spirit animal.
I know.
So I'm, precious.
I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
Yeah, she was profiled on CBS this morning, so we'll tweet that out for you. It's such a great little story.
I like that. All right, that should feel good here on 99.7 DJX. Lil Nas X. On DJX, coming up here in just a few, we've got comedian Nick Hoff from the Caravan Comedy Club here in about 5 minutes on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Today, first day of Forecastle. Man.
Ooh.
It's, I know.
Do you have your flower crown ready?
It's going to be gorgeous today. 89, clear. Tomorrow, going to be nice. 70, 92. So today, you've got...
Get that festival outfit.
Yeah, you've got the Killers, Portugal the Man on the main stages there. Judah and Lion. Also the, Cold War Kids, bunch of cool acts here this first day as, Forecastle kicks off, you know, for about what, 3 days today, tomorrow, and then Sunday. So
good times.
Yeah. Good times were had by all on 99.7 DJX. We weren't invited. Because we're the pop station.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay, though.
Listen, FPK, we're coming for you. All right. Comedian Nick Hoff coming up next. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX from the Caravan Comedy Club. Comedian Nick Hoff. Good morning, Nick.
What's happening?
Is this your first time on the show?
First time on the show. And I walked right in and I see you have a nice picture of Ryan Reynolds.
Shirtless.
Up right here.
Shirtless.
That's a bit intimidating.
Well, I wasn't intimidating. I mean, like, she directly has it pointed at her.
Well, yeah.
So.
He's looking at me every morning like, hey, girl, you're going to have a great show today.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that some people drink coffee. Kelly, you know.
I look at Ryan Reynolds.
Shirtless framed photos of Ryan Reynolds.
She's very perky. She doesn't need the,
it works.
Doesn't need the caffeine.
Right? It works.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, everybody's got their... Their motivation, right?
Yeah. Do you have a picture over there? What are you looking at?
Mine's Matt Damon. If we're talking guy crushes,
no. Who is that right there? Who do you have printed out right there?
Oh, that's are you talking about?
Is that John
Calipari?
To kiss a dude?
Oh, wow.
That's Coach Mack and Coach Calipari.
That is eye opening.
They're holding each other. Oh. I thought they were just about to embrace.
It is a warm embrace.
It is like a tender moment between those two coaches.
So that's what you have going on over
there. Yeah, right.
Wait a second, though. This is about you. Who is your man crush?
Well, if I am pressed to answer, I would say absolutely 100% Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Saw Last Crusade in 89. I said, that guy is so cool.
That guy's my guy.
I want to be that guy.
That's my ride or die.
Now I'm just a stupid comedian.
Okay.
Harrison
I'm
Ford.
So glad we could hash this out early.
But see, I'll say that, you know, you kind of went with an action guy.
Sure.
Mine's Matt Damon, so I'm like
Jason
more
Bourne.
Of a Jason
so like
Bourne. Yes.
Yes.
Like the Bourne Identity.
Not like Good Will Hunting Matt Damon.
Well, I mean, he's not going to.
How do you like your apples?
Or
that's
you know,
a nice Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
That was good.
Yes,
he does impressions, folks.
Yes.
Oh dear God! Don't expect that. When you come to the comedy club, do not expect impressions. That one was horrible. That's the best I've got.
Okay, so what do they expect from a Nick Hoff experience?
The best comedy they've ever seen.
Okay. Well, that's a really good blanket statement.
I don't know what they've seen. But it'll be a great night. It'll be a lot of fun. Have you been over there to the Caravan?
Yes.
It's a cool spot. It's been there for a long time.
It's charming and quaint.
Very charming.
So when you're on the road, I mean, I see you're married.
Yes. Right?
Sorry, I didn't mean to like blow your game or anything.
We are already.
Harrison and I are not exclusive. My wife is also in the mix.
All right. So I saw the ring. I was like, guys, I don't know. Well, we're on the road.
We were sizing you up immediately as soon as you walked in. And those are the things we noticed.
And then we're all standing. You asked, do you want a chair? And I was like, no. And then you're like, okay. And then you both stood up. I was like, all right. Yep, we are sizing each other up. Okay.
It's in solidarity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, to describe Nick Hoff, he's about, what, 6'1"? He's wearing an orange John Deere hat. He's got a little hoodie on.
I'll take 6'1". I'm 6 foot flat. But I didn't have to say anything. I forgot it's radio. But she's videotaping.
6'1" and
she's
heels.
She's got something going on.
6'1" and heels.
6'1" and heels.
See, I like to say I'm almost 5'10".
See?
I'm like 5'9 and 7'8". But you know,
when you zhuzh up your hair.
Yes, right. 5'10".
You spike it. And all of a sudden you've gained an inch or two.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's what every guy wants, an inch or two.
Wait, back to your wife.
Oh,
we need to find out.
It's morning. I don't know what's allowed.
So is she, how is she with the travel?
Oh, she hates me.
Okay.
Yeah, we got three little kids. And,
oh, wow.
So when I leave, she just sends me hate texts. Like, they're not going to bed. Thanks for doing comedy for a living.
Did you meet her while you were doing comedy?
No, I met her before.
Oh, okay.
So she knew the deal.
Right.
She got on board, and she liked all the travel at first. She
that
got
was
to come
fun.
With me. She said, this is awesome. And then we had a couple Rugrats. She goes, I remember one time I had been gone for 4 straight days. I came home to Los Angeles, dropped my bag off, and I had to leave right immediately for a show in town.
Okay.
And I like dropped my bag, and I go, I'll see you later. And then she slowly just starts walking toward me. She goes, tell me what the people are wearing. Okay. I get it. Point taken. I'll take tomorrow off.
Nick Hoff at the Caravan Comedy Club. You should see him this weekend. 459-0022. Can we give away some tickets?
I'm going to say yes.
You're looking at me
like I'm in charge. Well, I'm going to say yes.
Well, you're the one who always sets it up. So
absolutely.
That's why I was looking at you.
I'm saying yes. We're going to make it rain.
Give away a couple tickets, and then the rest of you go buy them.
Yeah.
The rest of you cheat.
You cheat.
He saw the fear in his eyes. Like, don't give them all away.
He's like, hang on a second. I didn't approve this.
I'm super generous.
All right. We'll give away a pair of tickets to see Nick Hoff, Caravan Comedy Club.
He has babies to feed.
Right.
Okay. He has babies.
Wow. Going all like...
So basically, if you don't come and see Nick, then you hate his children?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes. It's like when you see those dog commercials with the Arms of the Angels
song playing. And you don't
donate?
Yeah.
And you don't do anything.
Yeah.
You're just spitting on everyone's dogs.
Yes.
And Nick's
do
kids.
Do not spit on my kids. Come to the show. It'll be well worth your time.
All right, Nick Hoff. Thank you. Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. See her remix she released yesterday with Justin Bieber of that song. Can we call them Beliebers?
Don't do that. No, they don't need a couple name.
I
no.
have to think
Beliebers.
Hard.
No. Here's
Billy.
The Yeah, so Justin Bieber is kind of the bad guy. He plays the part of the bad guy in that song. Remix.
Duh.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy. Ain't no holding back guy. Come off like a mad guy. Always catch a bad guy. Yeah, I'm the real type. Keep you full of thrills type. Show you what it feels like. Got an open invite. I'm the bad guy.
Okay, I like that.
I like that remix too.
You can hear the entire song if you want up on our website at WDJX.com. But yeah, it's kind of a cute photo that she put on the YouTube video that she released of her in a room with surrounded by like Justin Bieber posters when she was littler. So that's kind of cool. All right. Coming up next, we dive into the comment section on Facebook. You know, it's always kind of a fun Wild Wild West sort of thing, right?
Yeah, this one's super special.
It involves teeth.
It does. It involves teeth. Ooh. Let's just leave it at that. Oh. It involves teeth. That's
a lot.
Balds teeth. Teeth.
Or
missing teeth.
Missing teeth.
Oh, missing teeth.
What it is.
Missing teeth. Missing right, right, teeth. Right. Definitely missing teeth.
Yeah.
All right, coming up. Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. A wild, wild west of a place. We always like to sometimes look at statuses and then dive into the comments that people leave, because it's always just kind of random because people don't seem to care.
They don't care. They don't even care.
They don't even care. So
they just share. They don't care.
Absolutely. This is all involving some missing teeth. So what we decided to do was let Kelly portray the person who is missing those teeth.
Listen, I was trying to just add some realism in what I thought this person probably sounded like in this particular situation, lacking the teeth.
Are you talking about Rosie?
I'm talking about Rosie.
All right,
I am going to be portraying Rosie. We have Barry checking in. Ben is going to be playing like a double role of Barry and Jer.
Okay.
And then Kat's going to chime in as Kendall.
Okie dokie.
Hang out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
It's not allowed. Delete it. Sandra, steal my SSI card and my teeth. And she steal your neighbor fridge out of his home. Watch for her.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wow. Okay, so listen, we got a couple obstacles, okay? We have bad grammar. We have missing punctuation. Okay. And we have no teeth.
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
Your teeth? That's wild.
Did she steal your punctuation, too?
All right, there it is. Hey, thanks for the heads up. I don't know her, but I'll keep an eye out for her and your teeth. Okay? That's nice.
What do you do with someone's teeth?
Yeah, what do you do with someone's teeth, right? Maybe sell them? Extra money? That's kind of disgusting.
Okay. Sounds disgusting.
Yeah. There it is.
Sandra don't sell. She wear them, borrow them before.
Okay, wait, whoa. Someone is borrowing the teeth to wear in their mouth? What is happening, Rosie?
That's what Rosie said.
Wait. So she didn't break in and steal your teeth?
Nope.
She borrowed them and has never brought them back?
You loaned out your teeth?
All right, that's kind of disgusting.
We're all trying to make sense of it. Yeah. We are.
Oh, gosh. So, kind of a tooth-sharing program. All right.
Yeah. Do you actually want them back?
Yeah. Yeah. Does she want them back?
Well,
can't bite.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Rosie's over there gum and everything, and she needs her chompers back. Sandra.
Wow.
Hey, Rosie, can I borrow your shoes and dress this weekend and your teeth as well?
Wow.
I wonder what Rosie sounds like gnawing on something. That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is.
Anyway. Heads up.
She feels like an otter. Oh, I can't.
All right, once again, we dive into the Facebook comments to bring you the drama with Facebook Fights Theater.
I'm sorry, Facebook Fights Theater. It's not...
Seven DJX. By the way, you can win Ed Sheeran's album all this weekend. Text us the word Ed, E-D, and we'll send you the link and get in to win at 99.7 DJX.
Is that going to be a bonus track?
Right?
Ed
should be.
With the otter?
Corey checks in, says, have to snicker under my breath because I'm at work and these otter sounds are killing me. Hope you guys have a great week off next week. Kathy sends us a picture of her dog. She says, every time you guys play an otter sound, this is my dog's expression. You're freaking him out. Aw, Kathy, we don't mean to be...
Side-eyeing us.
I know.
We're getting dog side-eyed.
I know. Daggers.
I'm so sorry. So this morning, just to give you kind of like a behind the scenes, I get to the show a little bit early and I dump in a bunch of audio and kind of prepare the outline for what we're going to talk about on the show. So Kelly walks into the studio before we're getting ready to go on the air, and all she hears.
I hear noises.
All she hears is this.
Oh. Oh, God.
Ben!
And
what
so,
are you ben doing this morning?
And so I
he
kinda,
looks at me.
I kind of turn and look at Kelly, and she kind of looks at me. And almost like I feel like I was almost caught like watching something I shouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, you are.
And meanwhile, yeah. this is still going on.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh.
Why didn't you close it?
So,
this
it
is
was
why.
The iconic scene from When Harry Met Sally, where Meg is demonstrating to Harry
that she's faking,
it and that
enjoyment.
There's no way he could have been able to tell. It's that iconic scene in Cat's Deli.
Yes.
And so the only reason I was dumping that audio into our system is because Cat's Deli in New York City is running a contest on the 30th anniversary of the release of When Harry Met Sally.
They want you to come in and recreate that scene.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want people in their restaurant going,
oh God.
And so all this to win a special deli meat package.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You win meat?
Yeah, you win meat. You win meat.
That's something you put on the skills section of your resume.
That's
right.
Kind of fantastic.
Right. So, you know.
But listen, before you go any further, sir, I see that little sparkling gleam in your eye. We are not recreating that here.
Listen.
No, sir. That's not happening.
Listen,
nope.
Kelly and I have worked together a long time.
Nope. We are not in that space.
We have never seen each other naked.
I've seen you half a dozen times.
But I feel like I feel like you making these noises.
Yes!
No. No. God. No one could recover.
Gosh.
Nope.
That's too much. That's over the line.
I don't need to know that part about me.
That's over the line.
Mm-mm.
That is over the line.
That would just completely destroy our arsenal of all the noises we have of Kelly.
It would destroy everything.
All right.
It would. Nope. Nope.
I mean.
Nope.
It's either that or. I don't know. So, anyways, if you're interested in getting a part of the Cat's Deli O contest, go to New York
and do that.
Right? Sure.
Okay. So that's how my day started. How'd your day start?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we've got an opportunity for you to go to Rupp Arena. See Miss Ariana Grande.
Oh, yes!
Stop.
Yes!
Stop it right now.
Yes.
I know. I'm excited, too. Isn't that very exciting? Exciting,
are you?
Exciting
are you
promotion.
Really? Oh, yes!
See? Exciting.
I'm uncomfortable. Ben, dang it.
It is exciting.
Listen, we do like for people to get very excited when they win.
That's right.
You know?
Yes!
Okay.
That is on the way. Just about 10 minutes.
I'll have what she's having.
99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Ariana Grande, Rupp Arena.
Give it up for Ariana Grande.
And you get in to win.
All right, get in to win. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, and you get the word seven into the website.
Seven, S-E-V-E-N, seven.
Seven, that could get you tickets to see your Rupp Arena in November. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer there. Seven, good luck. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Kelly K.
I think we need to change up the music a little bit. Maybe a little Superman theme.
Oh, yeah?
Because we are talking about a bona fide hero right now. He is 75-year-old Buddy.
Buddy?
Buddy is dog sitting.
Okay.
He's dog sitting OC.
All right, OC and Buddy.
Taking OC outside.
Sure.
To do the business. Mm-hmm.
Go number one or number two.
And then here comes an alligator out of nowhere.
And all of a sudden I see the water rippling right along in here. And then this almost seemed like an explosion.
Buddy Ackerman says that explosion out of the pond behind his home was an alligator grabbing a hold of this golden retriever named Osi.
He was squealing. A good bet when the thing grabbed him.
Aww. Osi was in the middle of doing his business when a 7 foot, 7 inch gator chomped down on the dog's hindquarters.
Me, I'm nervous wreck. I go up, slip, fall on my rear end.
Oh, no.
And the two of us are tugging. Alligator's going one way, I'm tugging the other.
Oh, no. Buddy, who is 75, says he kicked the gator in the snout.
Okay.
And that's what finally got Osi loose.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing opened its mouth real wide and backed up a little.
Osi actually doesn't belong to Buddy. It's his daughter's, and he was watching over the dog while
Holy
she
cow.
Was on vacation. Buddy is just glad Osi wasn't bite-size.
I don't know what would happen with people with little
Pekingese or something running around, I guess we'd say goodbye.
Oh, my goodbye. Gosh. So I guess OC's doing okay?
OC's yes. fine. Like, mid-poo, just trying to do her thing. Mm-hmm. Up comes a gator.
And then he does a little boot to the snoot, and then that gator went bye-bye.
That's right. Buddy's like, not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Not on my watch.
Bye.
Dang, that's... Yeah. All right. Thank
Bonafide
goodness.
Hero.
Thank goodness Buddy's there.
And now I feel like there needs to be like a television spinoff. Like Buddy and OC.
Yes.
Like Buddy Cop comedy drama. Don't you think? Maybe?
Yeah.
I feel like they need to be...
We'll work on it.
They're a duo we need on television.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
All right, that's Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every hour here on DJX. I don't want to be alone tonight. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes going to be here on August 3rd at the KFC Yum Center. Be listening because Ariana Grande is going to be wrapping up next week, and then following Ariana Grande as part of the DJX All Access Summer, Shawn Mendes.
We are probably going to have to set up a cage fight for everybody on staff that wants tickets for that one.
I know. That's one of those that everybody's all like, hey, I want some tickets. I want some tickets too. Uh-huh. Did you guys see like the internet reacting to Jason Momoa shirtless?
Yeah. And it's just like, hey, easy people. Easy. They're like body shaming him, calling him like having a dad bod. He does not have a dad bod.
If that's a dad bod, then like none of us can ever wear shirts ever.
Well, he's got like a six pack as opposed to a 12 pack.
If that's a dad bod, sign me up for whatever he's
absolutely
doing and or eating.
The
because
dad bod regimen.
I know. People are all like, what? He's not quite from the Dothraki fit that he was.
Let's say Aquaman.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He was
so,
like jacked for Aquaman. But I mean, you can't, again, that is temporary because it's an insane workout that you have to stick to get that beefed up. And most of them are just like, yeah, when they're done filming, they're not going to keep that kind of regimen up.
Yeah. He actually said, he hasn't commented on any of this, but he said earlier in the year, I just don't want to be the muscle and the brawn all the time.
Well, he is still amazingly attractive.
I mean, he
still looks great.
We'll tweet the photo. You can see what everybody's kind of talking about at Ben. Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX. We're hooking you up with his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project, all this weekend as it just came out at midnight last night. And so just text us the word Ed, E-D, and we'll send you the link. You can get in to win the new collaboration. We've got videos of, man, his collaboration with Chance the Rapper, with his collaboration, obviously, with Justin Bieber, and just released his collaboration with Travis Scott. Was that who it was?
Yes. Well, and he's putting them out on YouTube, right?
He is. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking I've got a plan. I'm just going to watch a bunch of YouTube videos and not buy the album.
You know what?
I mean, put them up on YouTube honestly, when I want to watch it. I mean, honestly. Or you can win them. It's better to win.
I was going to say, own it. Then you can listen to it whenever.
There you go. Yes, so you have to sit through YouTube ads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Support Ed Sheeran.
Yes, support Ed. Yes.
Support Ed. He needs it.
He needs to eat.
He needs food on his plate.
But yeah, the album's super cool. Like all sorts of different collaborators on it. And we'll be sprinkling in different songs off that album all this weekend. So that's pretty cool.
Do a little
cool.
Ed Pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper
little, a little pepper of Ed.
A little pepper.
All right.
Sprinkle
Jonas Brothers now, 99.7 DJ.
Playing all the hits down. This is 99.7.